Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this beautiful President's Day. And we're here this morning talking with, I guess the president, but the director of the Marshall County Need Line. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
And Mickey Darnell's here too. Holly and Mickey Darnell.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing?
Doing good.
Doing real good.
Good. It's the first of the year. Almost, we are just moving through the months.
We are.
But you guys had a really nice, good donations for your Christmas season, didn't you, Holly?
We did. We are so appreciative of all of the food, clothing, toys, money. It made it where we could provide for 125 families and 423 seniors for Christmas. It also allowed us to do turkeys for all the families for Thanksgiving. The money really did help so much. All the donations helped us, and we're so appreciative of it.
But that being said, you still need donations.
Always. We're working on a grant for renovations for the building, and the grant will cover a lot, but it won't cover everything that needs to be done in the building, and it doesn't cover any operating costs, no food cost. It will just help us bring our building up to code and do some remodeling on it. So we're always looking for some help with food or money donations that will help us work our way through the year.
Now, what year was that building deeded over to the Marshall County Need Line? I mean, it's been, what, the late 70s, early 80s? I'm trying to think. When I worked for the newspaper, Need Line was just getting started then.
Needline started in 1985.
Okay.
They actually paid the building off 5 years ago.
Okay.
So we owned the building.
Okay.
Now we just need to bring it all up to code and make it a pleasant place to go to, because it's pretty ratty looking right now.
We've done a little outside sprucing up.
Yes, and we're working on making the parking lot not quite so bad to drive through. Hopefully some of the potholes will be gone today, and the section will be more level and a little easier for people to get in and out of.
And we have a gentleman down there doing it right now on his own time, and that's what it takes. It takes people that are willing to go down there and help us.
Yeah, and you need volunteers.
We always need volunteers. And anything, any kind of help with work on the building is always appreciated, because it costs a lot of money to do these renovations.
Yeah.
And even though we are getting some grant money, it just won't cover everything.
Now, it's a grant through the federal government, state government?
The block grant is coming through the federal. Okay. And then we have another partial grant coming in from the PAD office.
Are these matching funds or?
No.
Oh, that's
the
good.
The federal one is giving us more. We're working with our architect right now to make sure that we're in line with what we can get, and our costs won't be more than what we can do.
What kind of renovations are you looking at doing there?
Fixing the exterior of the place. All the electrical needs to be brought up to code through the entire building. Removing walls where there's little bitty rooms that we can't use, so we can open up the warehouse and make it more efficient, easier for the volunteers to handle the food and be able to package it up to go out the door, and making the front of it, our lobby and that, a little nicer, more pleasant for people to come in and sit in, some better working offices. So there's quite a bit that's going to change, but it'll all be for the good. We're going to get a new sign up for our building so people will actually can see it. So there's a lot going on there.
Not only do you guys provide food, but what are some of the other services that you provide to the area?
Well, right now we don't have the funds to help with rent or utilities. Although there are some avenues that we can send people to, and we have just started working with United Way, who will help us with funds that will be used for rent and utilities.
Oh, that's nice.
And Marshall County hasn't received any funds in 2 years or better. And we're working, we've got a board together, and this will be money that any of the nonprofits in Marshall County will be able to apply for. So it's a benefit to all of the county to get it going. So we're working on that right now to see if we can get some more funds for our county to help the people in our county that need it.
Yeah, and the United Way is funded through payroll deductions, right?
Correct.
So if your employer is participating in that, then make sure that the employees know that Marshall County Needline is one of the charities that you can designate.
Yes, and we get it in, they have phases that the money comes through, you know, however much has been donated, how much goes to us, and there's actually a board that will take the applicants of the nonprofits and then disperse it among them so that everybody has an opportunity to get part of the money.
And every little bit helps.
Everything. We don't turn down $5.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, every bit we can get always helps us out.
Now, what kind of food products do you usually get that you're not getting right now?
We're getting a third of what we used to get in canned goods and meats. Dry goods are always something that we're looking for. Cereals, pasta, potato flakes, dried milk. Those are all items that we don't get in. So any of that type of stuff. Or if you want to donate towards the food, you can donate money and specify for food. And we have a program, Feeding America, that we can buy it through at a better cost. So anytime you want to give specifically for food, you can just put it on the check, and that's where the money will go.
Yeah, and you said your food donations are down, but I'm sure that your number of clients is growing.
All the time. We have over 400 families that we take care of during the month, which is a lot of people to take care of. And, you know, we're only a supplement.
Yeah.
We don't give them enough food to get through the month. We just give them enough to help them through the month. So anytime we can get any extra for them, it's appreciated.
Yeah. Well, how do people make a donation to the Needline?
They can make it by check. They can come in and give it to us. We're trying to get a donate put on our Facebook, but so far we haven't been able to get that worked in. But right now, by check or money order or just a cash donation that you want to send in, any way, we take it in any form except for credit cards.
Yeah, okay. Well, Holly, you're in charge of the administrative. Mickey, you're in charge of the grant. So yeah. Do you need more grant workers?
Always. Always. Most of our volunteers are, like me, kind of old. We got the jail. Roger Ford lets us get a couple of inmates now. But we always need volunteers. Always.
Because whenever people pull up to get their food, I mean, someone has to take it out to them, and those cans are not light.
No, we fill boxes full of cans, and we load the cans ourselves. We don't want the clients lifting and pulling. Most of those people are.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, always volunteers.
And what times would they be needed?
We're open from 9 to 12. Some of the volunteers get there at 8 because it takes a while to get everything set up.
That's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday right now. Something we're hoping we can add another day to once we get our renovations under control.
But that means you're going to need more volunteers.
That's right.
We've been lucky. Right now, the same ones have stuck with us since the beginning of COVID, basically. Yeah. We got some that put in more hours than me.
Oh, wow.
And we'd never make it without them.
No.
They're awesome.
Yeah, we're talking with Holly Darnell and Mickey Darnell from the Marshall County Needline, and working on getting some renovations done and the grants going, and 400 families a month.
Yes.
What do those families, on average, if they come on a Wednesday, what are they going to get?
They'll get canned goods. If we have any kind of, we do get donations in from Walmart, which is usually some dry goods and meat and baked goods, frozen baked goods. And so they usually get some kind of frozen meats, canned goods. If we have bakery items from Walmart, they get that. So they end up getting a decent amount of money, food.
Mm-hmm.
But it all depends on what we've had donated.
Gotcha.
You know.
So it's going to vary week to week.
It always varies.
Depending on what church brings in donations mm-hmm. on.
Yes. It all depends on who's donated what. And like I said, in Walmart changes from week to week, but they've been a blessing.
Yeah.
Because they send us anywhere from 100 to 250 pounds of meat.
Oh, wow.
A week that we can pass out.
Oh, that's
and
great.
That's every Wednesday.
On Wednesdays, yeah.
Yeah, it really makes a difference. And they'll bring us 15, 20 boxes of bakery items, breads and sweets. So it really makes a difference on mm-hmm. what we can hand out.
Okay, we're talking with Holly Darnell and Mickey Darnell from Marshall County Needline. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back on Coffee Call.